This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Mahoney. The Food and Drug Administration is warning that the supply disruptions from China because of coronavirus have led to a shortage of one medication and could affect others. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
China is the second largest drug producer for the United States, so federal regulators checked for supply chain disruptions. They've identified 20 drugs produced or sourced exclusively from China, which could run short. The FDA is not naming the drugs to prevent panic buying, and regulators are emphasizing that alternative medicines are available. China's a major producer of antibiotics for the U.S. market, as well as heart disease medications. It also makes medical devices, although no shortages have yet been announced. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Stock markets around the world continued their downward trend Friday on spreading fears of the impact of the new coronavirus. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The worst week on Wall Street since October 2008 ended with more declines for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500. The Dow gave up another 357 points, or 1.4%, to close at 25,409. In 1 week, the Dow lost 3,583 points. It was part of a global sell-off, sparked by worries about coronavirus. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tried again to calm jittery investors.
People should not overreact.
In the final 15 minutes of trading, there was a rally of sorts after the Federal Reserve said it stands ready to help the economy if needed. I'm Mike Gracia.
Turkish strikes in northwest Syria late Friday killed 9 members of Iran-backed Hezbollah and wounded 30 others. That's according to a commander in the regional alliance. The commander said Saturday that the Turkish strikes targeted Hezbollah headquarters near one city in Idlib, a flashpoint of fighting in recent days. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended the Trump administration's strategy in Iran in a tense Capitol Hill hearing Friday. The panel marked the first time Pompeo has answered questions from lawmakers in an open setting since the death of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in early January. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson.
Pompeo's classified congressional briefing immediately after the Soleimani strike drew harsh criticism from lawmakers, sparking concerns there would be a rush to war without good intelligence.
Would you please point out for us on this map which of our embassies were under threat of imminent attack so that you had to kill General Soleimani regardless of the consequences for American safety on January 3rd, 2020?
Sure. I'm happy to answer your question. I'm not going to get into classified material.
And while Saudi Republican support for Trump's strategy remains strong,
but some people can't grasp that this strike was justified, legal, and our troops are indeed safer because of it.
Pompeo said there would likely be consequences for the Soleimani strike. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
President Trump says that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will witness the signing Saturday of an agreement between the United States and the Taliban in Afghanistan. Former Afghan President Hamid Karzai is welcoming the deal. More from AP Sagar Magani.
The signing comes after a week where U.S.-led forces and the Taliban committed to a reduction in violence. The deal calls for the U.S. to draw down from 13,000 troops in Afghanistan to about 8,600. The president says Defense Chief Mark Esper will also issue a joint declaration with Afghanistan's government. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
And political candidates fanned out across the state of South Carolina ahead of the presidential primary.
President Trump headed to a rally in Charleston, South Carolina to energize his supporters.
We have a big day tomorrow in terms of the Democrats watching, see what happens.
For the Democrats, it's crunch time with nearly 2/3 of the delegates up for grabs in a 30-day period, including South Carolina and 14 states and American Samoa on Super Tuesday next week. Bernie Sanders leads the delegate count.
We're going to win this campaign.
While Joe Biden is looking for a rebound in South Carolina that could propel his campaign forward. He was among the candidates who criticized President Trump's handling of the new coronavirus outbreak.
Like the rest of us, this virus is not impressed by his tweets.
Pete Buttigieg spoke to supporters in Charleston.
We are poised to make history.
Amy Klobuchar stumped in several different states while Elizabeth Warren encouraged supporters to go door-to-door in Greenville, South Carolina.
That is what it is gonna take.
Mike Bloomberg campaigned in Tennessee, trying to attract voters disenchanted with the current choices.
No state is too red for the Democratic Party, and no voter is too liberal or too moderate or too conservative.
I'm Jennifer King.